Excuse me, sir. I was hoping that we could talk. You were hoping to talk to me too. Oh, that's good. It's about this big project you have me working on. Oh, you wanted to discuss that project with me too? What a coinkydink. Well, I think the project's going really well, and it's bringing in a lot of money for the company, and well, I was hoping that maybe you could, I don't know, do you think I might be able to get a raise? Well, yeah, I mean, I've been working really hard on the project, and like I said, I think it's going to do really well for the company. What about the project? You're what? Canceling it, but sir, I. Oh, you're hiring someone else? Deborah, but she hasn't worked here for over a year. And she's going to be working in my, but if she works in my spot, where am I going to be? I'm not even on the schedule. Are you firing me? What do you mean? I'm still an integral part of the team. If you're not even using me, what? How am I? Sir, I've been working really hard for you for like the past 2 years, and she comes back after a year and a half, and you're just going to replace me with her? But sir, I've done so much for you, and now you're just kind of pushing me to the side. Well, not calm down. So tired of you using me like this. This is what happens when you piss me off. You see, you thought you would just, walk all over me like I'm some kind of doormat. I am so much than that. And I can bring you so much more. You wanted to bring in someone with sex appeal? What do you think about this, huh? I know I was a tiny little waif when I came in, but look at me now. There was no way that those overtly baggy clothes were going to maintain themselves when this body came out of them. Now, about this replacing me with Deborah. Now, I know you did it because she's just all tits. She doesn't do an ounce of work around here. So, Either you give me my position back, or I tell everyone exactly why Deborah got rehired. I assume she's under your desk right now. Hi there, Deborah. Yeah. You have 1 hour. I'm gonna go look for something to change into. Unlike Deborah, I don't need tits to maintain a job. Tick tock, sir.